There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast.
On the left.
Right from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Death rattle of a fucking 16-month-old getting burned alive.
Very much so. You'd be surprised.
Marcus, let us know.
How to do it right.
Good to go?
Tonight. Gonna take it right.
What is that?
Hey, y'all, Mumford & Sons, y'all.
That's Marcus Parks. I'm Ben Kissel. I'm trying to figure out who it is to my left, and I am...
I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart.
That's what that music sounds like to me.
Oh, good, good,
The music that makes panties dripping wet all over this country.
Baby making music, as they call it.
Baby making music. Don't bother with it.
Baby stomping music.
Speaking of babies and stomping
like I'm
making
wine.
Today we're going to be listening to some real 911 phone calls, and I'll tell you, they are very disturbing.
I'm going to first of all say this, okay? We're going to be releasing this episode late.
Yes.
You're going to be sitting down to listen to this episode probably about 1 o'clock this morning.
Sure.
Right? I'm going to just say this may be our most intense episode we've ever done.
Yeah. Judging by the audio,
this is very scary stuff. So it's good for late at night. It's good to listen with a lover, to listen with a friend. Really good to listen to at the office because what I've discovered is when I was sad about other things, like I remember I started listening to these 911 calls and my burrito was late, right?
Oh, yeah.
My burrito was late.
That's sad. I would be really upset.
I was really sad because I was sitting waiting,
waiting.
Already got my fucking dinero Mexican man, right? And he's just going, oh, I got to count how many fucking beans going in this because it's more than 25 beans. Oh,
it's
too much beans.
It's not a good burrito. Yeah, exactly.
So
25 beans.
Wait. Listen to 911 calls, and then I, you know, and it made me realize that you know, there's a lot more things that are sad in life.
So it made you feel like my life isn't so bad.
But then I got the burrito and just fucking blanked out emotionally.
Oh, okay, good, good. So if you're listening to this late, just pretend that you're working an overnight shift in one of the most dangerous areas in the country, perhaps Detroit. Let's say you're working in Detroit police dispatch, and these are a sample of some of the calls.
And I'm gonna say, if you can,
you
make
may receive.
I could call this a good old fashioned tap out episode.
Yeah, yeah. You were saying that tap, which this is a comedy podcast still, right? We're still maintaining comedy.
Only, but not for the month of October.
That's
the
right.
Month of October where you're ramping up into the cracking the gigantic leathery egg that holds our savior, and we're going to release him upon this world because, I mean, our government ain't paying nobody no mo. So the end times are coming. I hope everyone gets their fucking bells on to wear when they're naked because the end times are happening.
That's right.
And you want to
be as loud as possible
it.
When the end times come so everyone that wants to murder you can find you.
Yeah.
And of course, since we're going to be listening to some pretty heavy shit, we're going to have what we call a palate cleanser.
Chasers.
Good.
We're going to have a little bit of fun chaser.
The pickleback of our genre.
Yes.
The pickleback of the podcast.
So, let's hear what we're going to be hearing every once in a while.
Yeah, sure.
When things get a little bit heavy, you're going to hear this.
This is great fun.
Love it. What, can you describe the animation that's happening to next to it?
It's a little tiger singing.
Oh, that's adorable. I love it. All right, we've had enough of that. It's Scaretober.
Yeah, it's only going to be 15 seconds. It's a little song that's called Tiger Boo.
Tiger Boo.
So every once in a while, you're going to hear Tiger Boo, but enough of that shit.
Yeah, let's get to a real boo here.
Let's hear a death rattle.
Yeah, everybody, let's put put your garbage bag swimsuits on because we're about to head deep into a fucking river of filth.
You would drown with a garbage bag swimsuit and fill up with
that's
water.
That's what I wear.
Oh, okay.
Losing that water weight.
You're buoyant.
Running up and down the fucking boardwalks to get on my varsity hockey team.
Has Coney Island's really changed, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen. First, let's listen to what it sounds like at the moment of death.
All right.
Sometimes crackles are produced by the accumulation of secretions in the airway.
Crickles and crackles.
When the secretions are profuse, the crackles can be heard over the mouth as well as over the chest wall, a sign known to ancient physicians as the death rattle.
Or Henry eating
that
burrito.
You will now hear a death rattle in a dying patient over the mouth.
Great. That's the rattle there, that little snaky type thing at the end, little rattlesnake.
It sounds like Holden scratching his back.
It really does, actually.
And that's a death rattle.
Oh, you've never heard one. You know, so that's what I missed, not being there next to my grandfather when he died.
Pretty much.
I'm glad I did.
What were his last words? Like a lot of heavy breathing.
Yeah, he's going, humming, going like, there's nothing after. There's nothing after.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's horrible.
Once you get Henry out of the room.
And I was just going like, I want a Pepsi Cola.
Hey,
well,
yeah.
Here's the dime. Why don't you go down the hall and get yourself a Pepsi Cola,
little
Henry?
Did he die in 1923? Die for a Pepsi Cola?
I came from a simpler time.
Oh, I see.
Well, as far as the actual 911 calls, we're going to start off a little light here.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to
dip a toe in.
I'm actually nervous for these.
Let's have an antipas.
Yes. All right.
We're going to start off with a man known as, his name is Paul Michael Stefani. He's from Minnesota.
He's Italian.
But he's also known as the Weepy Voiced Killer.
Yeah.
The Weepy Voiced Killer.
He was convicted of stabbing Denise Williams and murdering Barbara Simmons in the Twin Cities in 1982.
He felt so bad about it, though.
They were mocking his weepy voice.
So bad about it. After each of the attacks, he'd call 911 to report his crime and beg in a high-pitched voice for someone to send the victim help or for someone to stop him from killing again.
Yeah, he'd literally stab him and then call the police and be like, you gotta save him, you gotta save him.
That's yeah.
Well, let's hear from the weepy-voiced killer.
Yeah.
Don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry what I did to Compton. I couldn't help it. Don't know why I had to stab her. I am so upset about it. I keep getting drunk every day. I can't believe it. It's like a big dream. I can't think of being locked up. If I get locked up, I'll kill myself. I'd rather kill myself than get locked up. I'll try not to kill anybody else.
And that's there's more. We have to listen to all of it.
Yeah, that's just the first of his of his phone calls.
Fire emergency.
Please don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry.
It sounds like one of your characters, Henry.
I've said this 40 times. Kimberly Compton was the first one. Oh, my God. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm sick. I'm going to kill myself.
Where are you?
I'm just going to... If somebody dies with a red suit on, it's me.
Come at the barber shop, I think.
Calm down.
Oh my God! I mean, this is a murderer. I've never seen such a pussy.
No, I just get a hot dog. I just did it. I don't want to go to a room.
I hate this guy.
I was just trying to do it.
Sure, calm down. Everything is going to be fine. Why did you kill her, sir? Why did you kill her, sir?
Because she let me beat my pants.
Okay, all right.
Step, change your
clothes.
Well, they had no idea who this guy was
for years.
And years. He was 15 years in prison for the murder of Barbara Simmons until he finally confessed after learning that he was going to die. He confessed to killing the woman that he was just talking about, Kimberly Compton. Because if you hear him, it's like, I killed Compton.
I killed the poor Compton girl.
He also killed Karen Potack in 1980 and Kathleen Greening in 1982.
So he's got four, huh?
Four murders and one attempted murder under his belt.
Yeah, wow. They called him the Boo-Hoo Butcher.
The Boo-Hoo Butcher from Minnesota. That is, I mean, if you're the police officer, I mean, do you just go around demanding that people talk? Like, okay, you have to say, I killed her, I stabbed her. Go.
I killed her, I stabbed her.
He's fine, he's clear. Let's go to our next guy.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys could come over.
Rogers, get over here.
I didn't really do it. You guys want some pop cola? You guys want an orange soda?
I think we've found our man.
Hey,
the weepy voiced killer.
You guys want a pierogi?
Wow, you are more annoying than you are a murderer.
This is applesauce. Oh, bunch of sour cream. Oh, wait, all the
I don't
pierogies.
Want him in my squad car. Can we just leave
him
here?
I'm so guilty. I'm going to eat all the pierogies before I had guests.
Okay, just come to the police station when you want to confess, all right?
Okay, yeah, I'll come over. Gotta watch Wheel of Fortune.
You know what? I don't even want him in our jail system. You know, let him just roam free, please. Kill a couple more people. So that's the weepy voice killer. That one
so
is
so much fun.
It's too funny. I feel bad for laughing.
It's genuinely funny.
Yeah, it's just it sounds
funny. Genuinely funny. Well, this next one is not as funny.
It's not as
funny. Not really. Some would argue it's not funny at all.
Right. Good.
It really depends on what's your scale of funny to not. Because if you're already at this point in this podcast, I mean, It's funny.
Yeah. It's tough to say. Yeah, I mean.
Well, this next one is a famous 911 call from arguably one of the famous murders of the 90s, the murder of JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes.
JonBenet.
I think they were Asian.
Immediately.
It always reminds me of that from Cable Guy. I think they were speaking Asian, and I think it was Asian.
Well, let this be a lesson. No beauty pageants for kids. If you had a child, don't put them in beauty pageants. They're going to get murdered in the basement.
I mean, I just think it's responsible to make your kid fat so that nobody rapes and murders them.
Make them a kid.
That's why you didn't get raped by priests, Henry.
Yeah, they call me the Teflon kid. Couldn't get your hands on me. You know, except if you got a hold of my leash that was attached to my wrist, that was attached to my mom's grocery cart, or the leash attached from my belt.
I think they called you a greasy Zabrowski, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Zabrowski-zy. Greasy. I don't know. I did skip past that.
So for those of you too young to remember, I know we got a lot of young listeners. For people our age, the JonBenet Ramsey case was the case of the century.
Yeah, this made the Casey Anthony case look
fresh
like...
fresh and fruity.
Yeah, oh, so, yeah.
There this was nothing in our time like it.
It was in Colorado Springs, Colorado, there was this little girl who was a pageant beauty.
Such a beautiful smile.
Such a beautiful little smile.
I bet she made a beautiful angel up in heaven.
And let me clarify, I guess you could have your child in a beauty pageant if they're a Honey Boo Boo type. If they're really fat, you can also compromise and have your kids in there. And they won't get murdered.
Yeah. Just for laughs.
Just for laughs. Just for gags.
And so this little girl went missing on Christmas Day. And her parents called 911 when they found a ransom note addressed to the Ramseys demanding, I think, $2 million because they were fabulously wealthy, extremely rich people.
But what kid's worth $2 million unless the kid's born, I mean, born 4 foot tall, big, long, already built legs, right? Ready to go, like going to be a football player.
Jesus, she's worth $2 million.
I don't think so. So you could throw a rock and hit a pretty girl in L.A.
Henry,
throw a rock and hit a pretty girl in New York City.
Henry,
beautiful Australia got beaches full of pretty girls.
You should do like a Kids for Gold. You know, send in your kids. I'll appraise them and give you some gold.
100 gold for kids.
100 gold for kids.
That's a New York reference. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So we're gonna play the 911 call that JonBenet's mother made to the Colorado Springs Police Department.
All right.
911 emergency.
Oh, we need police.
What's going on?
515th Street.
What's going on there, ma'am?
We have a kidnapping. Hi, please.
Explain to me what's going on, okay?
There's a note left and our daughter's gone.
A note was left and your daughter is gone? How old is your daughter?
6 years old. She's gone.
I'm sorry, I'm on the treadmill right now.
How long ago was it?
I don't know. I just found the note. And my daughter's
kid. Does it say who took her?
Does it say
what?
Good detective work, dispatch? Is there a picture of the guy who took her?
There's a ransom note here.
It's a ransom note?
It says FBTC. Victory.
FBTC?
Victory.
Okay, what's your name? Are you
Kathy Ramsey? I'm the mother. Oh my God! Please.
I'm sending an officer over. Okay.
Please.
Do you know how long she's been gone?
No, I don't. Please, we just got out, and she ran here. Oh my God! Please.
Okay.
Please, well, somebody.
I am, honey.
Please.
Take a deep breath.
Please.
Me, okay.
Hurry.
Kathy.
It's Kathleen.
Please. Just because my daughter is missing doesn't mean you can treat me with no respect.
I don't know. With that audition, she could have gotten on Homeland.
Which I hear is a great show, by the way.
So the Ramseys were never formally charged with the murder. Of course, the accepted theory is that the Ramseys killed JonBenet because she was found in the basement of their own home, I think, 3 or 4 days later.
Mm-hmm.
After the...
tied to the radiator, right?
I think so. Something like that. So most
she
people
was found?
Think she was found, yeah.
I thought that they never found JonBenet's body.
They found the body in the basement of their own house.
That's the whole thing. They found the body inside their fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe gnomes did it when they were done making all the shoes. Yeah.
Terry the Drunken Gnome, perhaps.
Like, JonBenet Ramsey, I'm going to fucking live in your ass.
I mean, that's very rude to say.
Kill
but...
you. Oh,
Terry, you know every time you go to live in someone's ass, they die.
Oh, she's got such pretty white teeth, I just want to break them.
We're going to move on. She's a victim. She's a victim.
Yeah, and a lot of people said she was found in the basement, wrapped up in black electrical tape, sexually abused.
Oh, I thought you were going to say black licorice.
That's how I want to be tied up.
That's Santa did it.
Well, it was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they found her a couple of weeks later. A lot of people think the Ramsey's killer. I'm not so sure that they actually killed her. Because the the ransom note was, some people say, is that it was written like someone would expect a ransom note to be written.
I mean,
which
at the
is,
same
what
time,
does that mean, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But what was the...
But on the other
the,
hand, Kathy Ramsey was a middle-aged woman. How would she know
I don't
how
think
to write,
they killed
you,
their kid.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, and the father had political aspirations, and I believe he was elected to Congress.
Yeah.
This happened. So. What is a better political boost than having your daughter fucking be murdered, and then now you got all the emotional gunpowder that you need to get to the top of the pack?
Vote for me. My daughter was killed.
I guess I will.
What is your position? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what
okay.
were the other motives that were in there?
There weren't really
Isn't
any
Isn't it just like the mommy
motives.
Was just jealous of how pretty baby was?
Is that they were just kind of tired of having a kid and there
of
wasn't...
Of course.
No, I feel like the kidnappers have the motive. They got a bunch of cash, you know? They obviously didn't get it, but...
Well, they killed the kid.
Right.
So there's not really... Any...
We're going to get all the money. Did you kill her?
I sat on her.
Damn, you sat on her.
Yeah.
Henry, we can no longer go into home invasions
you
together.
You told me to watch her.
I said, watch her. How do you even watch her if you're sitting on her?
I was sitting on her like a chicken sits on an egg.
She's a child.
Like little Miss Muffet sat on the Tuffet to make sure we could get the ransom money for the Tuffet.
Well, it looks like we're going to go to McDonald's again for breakfast because, again, we're out of $2 million.
Yay, breakfast burrito.
I think you just like being poor.
Well, some people.
I'm inherently lazy. it was hard enough just getting that kid tied to the radiator.
That's the worst if you go on a robbery spree with someone who's just like, I enjoy no money.
You know what? I'm just not really a materialist.
Yeah,
that's good. You're better than me, I guess. You're a child murderer, though.
Yeah, I take it back. It wasn't $2 million. It was $118,000.
All right.
What a bizarre number that is.
It's a very odd number to ask for.
But it's like when someone on the train asks for, like, I need $1.13 to get a bus ticket to Minneapolis.
Right,
you just think that, like, if you name a specific number, then it's real.
Yeah, that's
very true.
Then
they'll actually get it. One of the prevailing theories as to why the father may have killed JonBenet is that he had been sexually abusing her.
Ooh.
And he killed her to keep her from tattling.
Yeah, because she was getting all parody.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would almost argue that parents that put their children in pageants to some degree are sexually abusing them.
Yes.
That's different. I mean,
it's irresponsible to make a sexual object of your child.
Yes, yes, it's disgusting. But this is also such a hot story because, the Rockefeller case, right?
You talking about the Lindbergh baby?
Lindbergh baby.
Yeah.
The Rockefeller. Yeah,
yeah, it was played with that a little bit, right?
Since
the Lindbergh baby, yeah.
That was a baby that got, it got ripped apart by a bunch of Italians, right? What was it?
Yeah, I think it was called the Limburger baby. That's where they came up with the cheese from? Mm.
No, they eventually solved that crime.
Yeah, they found the baby dead, right?
Yeah, they found the baby dead, also found the guy that killed the baby.
Yeah.
It was an amazing piece of police work. There was a ladder that was used to get into the window of the Limburgs, and they were able to... the ladder was fixed. Like, it was repaired. One of the rungs was repaired, and compared the grain of the wood on the ladder to the roof of a guy who was suspected in the crime.
Who's got this much time on their hands?
Exactly. Come on.
You
gotta get to dinner.
This is the reason why cops can't solve crimes anymore, because we got solitaire on the Windows machine.
That's right. And of course, they weren't able to call the police because you just do that out of your window. At that age. My baby, I would love to hear the wheezy killer.
Hey. Oh, I didn't mean to climb the ladder.
Did you guys hear anything? Or feel like
I was going to try to change a light bulb, but instead I killed the baby.
There's like a wheezy killer yelling out his window?
So our next 911 call.
Yes. Are we not going to go with the palate cleanser? I guess we don't need a palate cleanser.
No, these are nice.
Yeah. These are fine. These are fine. We don't need it just yet.
All right. All right.
The next one that we have is another child killing. But this is a child killing caught on tape. You can hear the woman killing the child in the background. This is a woman who believed she was being stalked by a cult. She stabbed her 2-year-old daughter 100 times with scissors and can be heard yelling, die, die, on the 911
call.
Well,
we're going to hear it, aren't we?
We're going to hear it.
And again, you know, we're just exposing reality here, and we're not encouraging any of these activities.
Don't stab any baby 100 times.
Of course not.
No. And this is actually
except when that government shuts down, then you can do anything you want.
No, that's not true. You still can't stab.
Free weed, cocaine rules the streets.
I don't know if Ted Cruz was approved.
Red means go, green means go.
It seems like everyone's just going.
Oh, and by the way, this was after she had strangled the child with an electrical cord from the dryer.
Cool. It's a real do-it-yourself killing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's put the nose plugs in.
Yeah.
Just dive right in there.
Let's hear it.
I need a police officer, 192 Central Street, 4th Ward. I got a woman in here that's stabbing herself and a child.
Okay, well, stabbing her and a child?
I'm trying to get the knife away from her if I can.
And why with me?
She's got some kind of spray. She's trying to spray me now. That she's trying to rip.
Okay, so he wins the Coward of the Year award,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what is he spraying her with? Like Febreze?
I don't. It's smelling real nice in the room.
I'm trying to get the knife from her, but she's like using it.
Yeah, it smells like orange blossoms in here, so it's real weird.
It stings me. Ow.
It's like she's getting rid of him the same way someone tells a cat they're bad.
Yeah, yeah, shooting lemon juice at it.
But he seemed to be approaching her like a dog who is going too crazy with a chew toy. Like, hey, stop. Stop.
Stop.
Get
stop.
Your hands dirty, bro.
I mean, for real now.
And you know, here's the thing. She survived.
She survived. Wow. So she was stabbing herself and the child.
Yeah.
And this is a 2-year-old?
This is a 2-year-old.
And the 2-year-old did not survive.
No, the 2-year-old survived.
Oh, whoa. Okay. But did the mother survive?
As many
survive?
As 100 wounds to her head. And yes, she did survive
to her
as well.
Head.
I'm sure she is fine now.
Oh, she's doing great. She's probably just a fan of the show. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So the man that called in, his name was Real Bellevue.
Mm.
He was 65 years old. He was watching the Celtics game on TV when he heard the commotion.
I'm trying to watch the Celtics game, and then someone's over there making pinata time with a baby.
Pinata time? Is that what you're calling when you stab a baby 100 times?
He's using a cheese knife on a baby, and I'm just like, hey, I'm trying to watch Larry Bird.
Celtics are on, for Christ's sake.
And he also thought the baby was dead.
Yeah, of
because
course.
Because the baby was limp after she had been strangled with the electrical cord.
There's right. No evidence of where this baby is now and what happened? The future of this baby?
We do not know the future. We do not know the present of this baby. This started in 2009, so
I mean,
the baby is only 6 years old at this point.
I'm not victim blaming, okay? But this woman said a cult was following her.
Yes.
It does seem as if this child is unkillable. Yeah. Right? I mean, is this potentially a woman? And I'm just saying, just for story, what if the woman was right? What
well,
if this
she's
is
our Dark Lord and Master?
She
Hail Adrian!
I mean, you have a sort of a Mia Farrow type of a Rosemary's Baby situation. It's possible.
This baby's made out of flubber.
Ridiculous.
She was heard yelling, kill, kill, I have to kill you, die, die, die.
Yeah, we don't know what led up to that. Maybe the baby was floating around the room with green eyes for a fucking hour, and then finally she threw a blanket over it and hit it with a hammer a couple times.
Again, last podcast speculation, but you never know.
You never know. We are here to fill in the gaps.
That's right.
Reporting is afraid. They're afraid to get into the details.
Some reporters would be like, I would be fired if I said that on air. Sure.
Sure, yeah, yeah, if you were a responsible news source, but we happen to slip through the cracks of anybody that cares.
That's right.
Anybody whatsoever.
Anybody.
All right, so our next one. This one is... I mean...
I don't like that smile, Marcus.
Yeah,
I do not like that smile. Too many teeth.
Yeah,
I can almost see the gums.
You smile like a moray eel. I know when he's doing that, like it's a... Yeah, you're a fucking piranha that's getting itched on its belly.
When a Texan smiles to the gums. Holy Lord, something terrible's about to happen.
Well, this one, I'm not even going to ruin it for you.
Great.
I'm not even going to... I'm just going to let you hear it. And then we'll get into it afterwards.
All right.
Great.
Stand for 911. Where's your emergency?
This is Sandy. 231 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Rock Pyramid Road.
What's the problem?
Send the police.
What's the problem there?
The chip killed my friend.
What's the problem with your friend?
Please.
What's the problem with your friend? I need to know.
Send the police up with a gun. With a gun. Hurry up.
You're off a gun.
Please, hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend.
What is the problem?
He's killing my friend.
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee.
Oh, your chimpanzee is killing your friend.
Yes. He ripped her apart. Hurry up.
With a gun.
Hurry up, please.
There's someone on the way.
With guns, please. He shoot him.
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey
is doing.
He ripped her face off.
He ripped her face off?
He's trying to attack me. Please,
okay, hurry. I need you to calm down a little bit. They're on the way. Can you put yourself away? I don't want the monkey attacking you.
Please, hurry up. Listen to me.
They're on the way, ma'am.
They gotta shoot him. Please. Please, hurry, hurry!
And you're there with your friend. I need you to help your friend. Can you go help your friend?
I can't. He tried to attack me now.
Is he still there with your friend?
Yes.
Okay, so then back off. Then don't get any closer, please. Okay? They're already on the way.
Please.
If the monkey moves away from your friend, let me know.
You got
okay?
any
so
bananas?
You
got any bananas, maybe?
No, I can't. He's dead. She's dead.
Why are you saying that she's dead?
She's dead. He ripped her apart.
He ripped what apart? Her face?
Everything.
He ripped her apart?
Listen, I think I'm going to sleep. I think I'm going to pass out.
Nope, just breathe, okay? I'm going to stay with you on the phone until they get there.
I mean, this call is 4 minutes long.
Please, hurry. Please, please, hurry. Oh, my God. They got to have their guns out. They got to have their guns out. Listen to me. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He
put it. Your monkey or whose monkey?
With my girlfriend's face off. With my girlfriend's face off, and he's wearing like a hat.
You know how they can't see how,
yes,
how many pounds?
200 pounds.
He's doing funny things now.
200 pounds?
He's dancing around.
He's
funny.
He's
funny. He was always funny.
And he's a chimp, correct?
Yes.
Get your guns out!
Where are they?
They're going your way. They're going as fast as they can your way, okay?
Please. Please go faster. Please. Please, Derek. Please. Please. Please.
Is the monkey still by your friend, or can you get close to your friend?
He's eating her.
Okay, I need you to calm down for me. I know it's hard, okay? I know it's
I don't
hard.
Know if he does.
But
you know?
They're going as fast as
no,
they can.
No, I've never seen
way.
Anything like that. No, normally,
please,
you know, I go home with my wife. We watch, you know, the Family Matters. We watch Step by Step.
Tell
you know.
Them they got to shoot him because I tried stabbing him, and he's not, and it made him worse.
Okay, Sandra.
Have them shoot him.
They will. Sandra,
they
I really have
them.
The fire department
like
close
they
by.
Cannot
okay?
wait to
so
shoot
as
them
soon
up.
As the police gets there, the fire department is going to move in, okay? The fire department can't move in yet, but as soon as the police officers
listen.
Show up...
Please tell them. Shoot him because he's going to try to attack me now.
Just breathe, Sandra.
I'd throw up, too.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
Sandra, stay in your car.
Shoot him!
Sandra, I need you to stay in your car.
Shoot him, please. I tried stabbing him. And he's hurt now, too. So he's going to attack anybody. I can't get out of this car.
Lock your doors on your car and stay there with me.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. He will rip the doors wide open.
Sandra, just do what I'm telling
you. Why'd
you
have
to.
A fucking
stay
monkey?
In the car. The police
that's
officer
the first
will handle it.
Please tell him to shoot him. Please.
Because I know the story is that he
they did, Sandra. They're shooting at him already, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Dead.
I know. They will continue until he's dead, okay?
They will
the continue. To me.
But, of course, this is what it takes to become a guest on the Oprah show. You know? You just have to have a monkey rip
well,
your face off.
The story is that apparently this monkey loves going on car rides, right?
Right.
And,
right.
No, this is total. This is not even a
this
joke.
This is true,
the
yeah.
monkey loved going on car rides, and the girlfriend and the woman that owned the monkey were, like, hanging out in the monkey's like car ride like going like pointing the car and they're like no we're not going to go on a car ride now and that because the monkey like once monkeys hit a certain age once they hit like teenage like sort of adolescent age of monkeys they have the same problems that humans have and they basically flipped out because it was told no
right
so I when mean, monkey go crazy monkey eat your face off
that's
and
what
he's
happens.
Not
going
to stomp off to reserve when I went crazy when I was 16 I stomped off to my room and listen to Marilyn Manson real loud. And me like, I hate you.
Right. That's the evolution of man. You know, yeah. That's where we go to.
The monkey's name was Travis.
Travis the monkey. And the interesting thing is, too, he attacked her like any monkey attacks. So he ate the hands, the feet, and then the face. I mean, that's what they go for. They
yeah,
go
and then
for
he
any
probably ripped out its guts. Ripped out her guts.
Well, no, she had her guts intact.
She survived,
just lost
remember?
The. Yeah, she was on Oprah.
Yeah.
Oh,
this
shit.
This is literally
yeah.
the faceless woman from Oprah.
Oh, I didn't know it was the same exact story.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's doing fine. As a matter of
man,
fact,
man, she's ugly now.
I think she received a face transplant.
The woman had given Travis Xanax laced tea
that's
the
right.
day of the attack, which could have exacerbated his aggression.
And she was
yeah,
known
was
to give him alcohol.
Drinking wine all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this woman was just delusional. This yeah. woman was just, you know, it's very similar to Jane Goodall, where she's like, every monkeys are great and gorillas are awesome. And then she went back and then she found them all just like murdering each other.
Yeah, they're monkeys.
And she was like, oh my God, this is terrible. They're
yeah,
not
they're,
so sweet.
They're not sweet creatures.
This is one thing people don't fully understand. Humans are actually the nicest of the animals.
Yeah, we don't, sort of. I mean,
for the most
yeah.
part.
I mean, we made the Eiffel Tower.
That's good.
Which
what
was
gazelle
good?
Made an Eiffel
you
Tower?
Know, we invented the hamburger.
That's right.
Which is yeah. good, you know? But then, you know, every once in a while, you got a guy who makes a pot full of dick soup.
That's
That's
or like
fun.
Somebody who killed 6 million Jews. You know
but
what
the
mean?
Thing
every
is, he put the dicks in a pot.
That's the thing, is that he had a recipe. Human.
That's yeah. right.
That's what spices. Separates us from the... Have you guys ever seen a picture of a shaved chimpanzee?
No, but not. I look at Ben every day.
That's good material.
God, you can see how they could easily rip a person apart. Look Let's at that.
See. Oh.
Look at how fucking muscular that thing is.
Oh, yeah. Look how big and strong that monkey is.
Who
yeah.
had the balls to shave it?
That monkey's... Yeah. Well,
that's a tough
who's
day.
Who's spending a fucking afternoon shaving that fucking a menacing-looking gorilla?
All right. I'm the stylist. I'm here to shave someone.
Hello. My name is Giorgio, and I will be shaving the monkey today. Oh, he rips my fucking nipples off. Oh! Holy shit! Worst day of cutting hair in my life. Because normally they sit there and like, snippy snip, we gossip.
Well, he might bite his nipples off a little
no,
bit.
No, but
too.
That's for pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Different kind of pleasure.
But he soaks up my belly button.
All right, Marcus, so let's move on.
Our next one is a news report that cuts in the 911 call. This is an elderly gentleman who is calling in. Something's happened to his wife.
North Richland Hills 911.
That's it.
Hello?
This is pretty well hot.
How can I help you?
I shot my wife in the stomach with 38.
67-year-old Fred Wilhite is now in jail accused of murder.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
And what is her name?
Freddie Wilhite.
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
The gun.
It's in the closet.
Why did he do this?
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
He was a nut, basically.
Neighbors are not surprised by the violence. The husband and wife lived in separate homes next to each other.
The last time I talked to her, she said that he drank a lot.
Fred,
he drank
as we called
lot.
Him, would get on his lawnmower and mow up and down the road. With the blade going.
He's that's a real
like
dick thing to
village
do, by
idiot
the way.
Out here.
And you're at 8432 Gifford?
That's it, baby. I'll see if she's alive.
Sir?
You alive?
Oh, he is so drunk off his ass right now.
I'm here. Sir, I'm here.
I think she's dead.
Yeah, I
Will
think so, bro. You shot her in
the
stomach with a shotgun.
In the air.
Oh, it was a 38.
A 38, okay.
His wife, Donna, was pronounced dead at a Fort Worth hospital.
She was really, really nice. Poor lady.
There was a strange couple. There was always things going on. It was just a matter of time.
I'm telling you, did Mike Judge, the creator of King of the Hill, write this? That does not seem to be real.
She was really nice. Poor lady.
Are you dead? You alive?
You dead? I love it so much.
I love that he
ridiculed.
Got a...
She enticed me.
The way he
she
said it,
ridiculed me.
I can understand that. In the end, you know, you get real mad. You get mad.
Sometimes you get really angry.
Yes. I've been mad, you know?
Sure,
I've been mad,
yes.
too.
I feel
every
like his wife might have had a reason to be mad at him. He sounded like he was drinking
yeah.
quite a bit. He sounded like he had the potential to kill her at
yeah,
some point.
Yeah, it's not like he's got things, like, going on.
No.
You know,
yeah.
like, he's not fucking moving up the ranks
he's
of corporate
riding,
America.
No, he's not going up the ranks in corporate America. He's riding a lawnmower on gravel with the blades going.
You can't tell me where the... Lawnmower's good as a goddamn car. You tell me lawnmower's not a car, you tell me twice.
I feel bad because I probably listened to similar music. As this guy.
Oh, yes.
What was the old country star? Was it Roy Orbison? Who got busted for the DUI while driving a lawnmower over to the liquor store?
It'd be George Jones.
George Jones. This guy just lived a George Jones lifestyle,
you know
minus the talent.
Right after that, he filmed the video. The whole video was just him riding on a lawnmower.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You go, fuck you to the law.
This all guy right, is a lawnmower like some of these fags ride a bike. All right, all day
well,
long.
That's a little bit homophobic. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Yeah, I'll shoot a Statue of Liberty.
Okay, well.
Whoever's got a skirt on.
One more shot and you got to get out of my bar.
You're right. I'm too drunk.
All right, you can stay. You can sober enough to know he's drunk. He's sober.
I'm drunk. You know, let's just... Let's call a spade a shovel. You know what I'm saying?
A spade a shovel. All right. Well, now I think you're drunk.
Drinkity drunk.
All
you know?
Right. Well, give me your keys to your lawnmower, buddy. You're not driving that home.
Yep, I got to get back on my shift being sheriff for the night.
That's right. You're the only one to protect the town. All right, get on out of here.
All right, well, the next one that we're going to listen to is the only one that we're going to listen to today that is not a 911 call. But since we're listening to extremely disturbing audio, this is something that Henry told me and Ben about a long time ago.
Yes.
It's something that...
I don't even know. I don't know.
The only opportunity we're gonna have to play this.
I don't know what clip you chose, but I will say that I this documentary gave me nightmares. It is one of the most putrid, heinous things I've ever seen, and I'm really wondering what you chose to play.
All right,
great. I'm so excited.
As you might expect, Gerald didn't confine his sexual assaults to the home. In fact, he had a lengthy history of attacking children outside the home as well. He had molested children from ages 4 to 16, with a preference for 10 to 14-year-old boys.
I've been raping and molesting for over a period of 25 years, and I have in excess of 300 victims.
Hands-on victims?
All hands-on victims.
Okay. How did you get access to so many victims?
Children are on the street all the time. I created my own opportunities. There were children at stores. I had picked some children up at the stores, at penny arcades, and I have snatched some off the street.
Now, did you... By pick them up, do you mean by grooming? You talk them into it, or do you mean violently grab them and kidnap them?
Sometimes there had been some violent kidnapping, snatching a child off the street, pulling him into my car, taking him to a deserted area, raping and molesting him, and then taking him back to where I had snatched him from. There had been incidents where I would groom the child with toys, money. I'd see a child in a store standing around the toy displays, and I would offer to buy the toy that this child may be looking at, and would actually walk up to the counter and pay for the toy and walk out of the store with the child and the toy. And then I would, after I had taken the child to a deserted area or a house that I had actually fixed up for the purpose of raping and molesting children, I would take the child back to the store where I had got him from and leave him off at the front door and leave.
Yeah! Although, actually, now I feel like it's creepier. This one after that is the creepiest thing you could have played.
I wonder if Tiger Boo was around, if he would have raped and molested Tiger Boo.
I wonder. So it sounds
that's actually... Like, which documentary is that?
The documentary...
There's two.
The guy is... this is the sexual sadist one.
Okay, yes. And what's this there guy's
did
name?
Did you watch that whole documentary?
I only watched a small clip. This is as far into it as I could get. I found this off of Live Leak. It's just called Gerald the Sexual Sadist. And that's as far as I got. It's 15 minutes long, this clip. I couldn't go anywhere.
Is there something that you remember that you would like to
literally,
Marcus DeFont?
Like, I'm literally have chills running up down my spine just even hearing that man's voice. Because what he went on to do is he talked about how he reverted to his kids eventually, and what he did.
What do you mean
to
he reverted to his kids?
His own children.
Oh.
And that he, I don't know, actually it may not have been him. There's another man.
This guy starts off by talking about how he had raped and molested his son in
yes.
just the most
yes.
brutal
yes.
Wait, do we want to hear that?
I don't know, man. I like legitimately don't even know. It's like he...
Give it 5 seconds and then we'll decide.
After about 2 years of molesting my son and all the pornography that I had been buying, renting, swapping, I had gotten my hands on some bondage and discipline pornography with children involved. And some of the reading that I had done and the pictures
yeah.
I had
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's enough. that is disgusting.
No, but I'm saying is that the details that he goes into later on, like, literally right. made my blood, like, chill. Like, I literally felt as if I was about to black out like while listening to it. It is one of the most intense things. It just, you know... So you just said that humans are the nicest animal, But they're not really.
No, this guy was. These are
people.
Not.
These are. This is an interview series done with a researcher by people in jail. They are these men are. And what they did with these this documentary series is that these men are in high security prisons. They dress them in normal clothes to show you how this man. This is probably one of them. I would rank him above Dahmer and Gacy, like those big hitters in terms of cruelty that you can expect from somebody.
Well, because anytime children are involved, Dahmer's never going to be the number one villain.
But he only gained sexual pleasure from listening to the sounds of children in pain.
Yeah, that was the thing that made him come, right?
That
was the actual death
thing.
Rattle that
yes,
we talked about.
That was
earlier.
The only thing that made him go. So this is so again, you get addicted to that. It comes hardwired into your system, and it's brutal. It's the worst part of the adaptability of the human brain is the fact that your brain can remap your sexual functions to tie to these other things. So then you can't do anything else. Nothing else will get you going. No, you can't have a girlfriend. You can't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, you pave those roads with fucking straight up steel, and then you're
God
like, well,
damn.
That's the only way I can go. I just wonder, do we know if this guy at any point in time was in need of $118,000? Did this man kill JonBenet Ramsey? That's all I want to know.
Do you need money? Hell, I need money all the time.
If we can crack the JonBenet Ramsey case, that would be perfect for today's episode.
Just put it on him.
Yeah, he did it.
Put it on Gerald.
Gerald.
And no last name for this monster?
No, name that I see. No, he's wearing a like a 90s windbreaker. Big, you know, the glasses that are
blue
shaped
blockers.
Like avian. Blue blockers.
Yeah.
Wearing some blue blockers and just dead eyes.
And the worst is the one they cover first is this priest.
Oh, God.
And he's this really kindly looking priest. And he's just like, I serve my congregation for men. He's really young. He's like 30 maybe. And him talking about like, and it's because the first documentary is showing how it's called it's about the breakup of personality, about people who can live multiple lives. And basically him just being like, you know, he was like, what they did was like, we want you to show your alternate personality and then say the things that you did. So it was him just going being like, and there ain't nothing I love more than spreading the light and love of Jesus Christ in this world. And then it cuts him going like, I'm molesting up to 75 boys in my church. And then just like, is that why you got in the church? He's like, that is the primary reason why I joined the church, was because I knew it was a faultless job that you can have and you get access to children and people would trust
absolutely.
You with their children.
Jesus is a far
priests
second.
Priests are rapists.
Jesus is a very, very far, far second to the reason that most priests join the service there. I will say on a personal note, too, because my mother did foster care for so long, I had a bunch of people who were molested in my house, foster brothers and sisters, and it's very interesting when you said that they dress them up like normal people. Because I think that's so key, because I would meet these people, I would meet the fathers of some of these kids that were molested, and they were like beyond normal.
Just normal guys,
and
just walking around.
Disgusting.
The Gerald guy would talk about it. He had three places in his brain. He'd have he was like, I had my workplace where I was, you know, I did my job or whatever. I had my hangout with my friends personality, which was, you know, like normal, you know, run of the mill, you know, Gerald, you know how Jerry with his dominoes, loved playing dominoes. And then he had his home life where he was a sadist lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That man is not a good person.
Play Tiger Boo again.
And should probably be murdered. And drugged. This is why we need to bring Tar and Feather in back. You know, Tar and Feather that guy.
Just
skin rip off his bones. Yeah. I just feel like this is the song that guy was playing when he opened up his van door for the kids, which I really thought it's kind of a palette to.
What's next?
Anyway, yeah, what's next? Let's get on do we have anything not pedophile related?
Yeah, this guy's not
pedophile. Let's go back to some healthy murder. Can't we just get to some murder?
Just some fun, funny 911 murder calls.
Actually,
maybe we re-listen to the chip ripping that woman's face off.
Okay, skip past that one.
Which one did you skip past?
It was a story that I was going to read.
Oh, yes. Yeah, let's skip.
About how mom took her son into jail so the son could be raped
by the prisoners.
Yeah,
and then they
got there.
We're just going to blow
right past it. No reason to stop that.
Like it didn't even happen.
Right. Maybe you can give people the website if they're so inclined to check out that steamy story.
It's called DunstanCheckSin.com.
Oh, interesting.
Doesn't check out.
Dunstan's ripping his face off.
It's Dunstan. He was just a funny bellhop yesterday. We always tearing it apart.
Did you give him Xanax, ma'am?
Yeah, he was nervous.
All right, this one is actually pretty hilarious.
All right.
This is audio from a woman named Cindy Williamson. She's telling a 911 operator she's about to use a baseball bat against another woman. The couple were asleep when Lydia Munoz broke into their home and started stabbing her husband, Ron, in the head with a steak knife. There are two calls right now.
All
right. We're going to hear the first one.
3:05 a.m. 22 seconds, August 18, 2008.
No, I'm
struggling
with
somebody. I need a policeman, an ambulance at my house right now.
Ma'am.
No, listen to me. This lady's trying to get away.
I need you to calm down and give me the address, ma'am.
Sugarland, hurry, please.
What's going on, ma'am?
She's trying to get away. Just send somebody.
Okay, I need you to tell me why. What's going on?
My husband pressed towards the guitar, and now she busted the door off and stabbed him. Please hurry up.
She came into your house and stabbed him.
Yes.
Who is she?
Babe, please just send somebody. Okay, he's holding her down at this point, but he's bleeding very bad.
Okay, I'm getting them out, ma'am. Who is the female?
Move, Lord, I'm going to hit her.
Hello?
Oh, man.
Hello? Hello?
Nice. Damn.
Ma'am, where's the lady? Is she still there?
Yeah, of course, yeah. You just fucking hear her.
She's not going to jail, so she's stabbing him. She's biting him.
Ma'am?
All right, that's the first call.
Can you imagine these dispatchers having sex?
Oh, they just don't care about anything.
Yeah.
Do we have 911 dispatcher listeners? If we do, tell us some of your funnier stories.
Yeah, or as a matter of fact, if we have enough listeners, we can dedicate an entire episode to it.
Yeah.
Please write in, and we can do a similar episode to Listener Pasta with 911 dispatchers.
Yeah. I mean, they do have, these people do have an extremely sick sense of humor. I've known some EMT workers, and they are the sickest fuckers around.
You have to be.
Of course.
That's how you cope.
Yeah.
And you have
That's
to be
That's what we
decent.
Do.
Of course. No, this is all super intense stuff. Yeah. You gotta be able to laugh at death. Otherwise, you can't live.
That's true.
That's scary.
Sad. All right. And now the woman has called back. And remember, she has the stabber
in the house
with her the whole time.
3:07 a.m. 23 seconds.
God, 7 a.m.?
2008.
Please enter your authorization.
Ma'am.
Hello.
This is
hurry up.
Ma'am, I have him on the way. What is the female's name you're talking about?
Bleeding to death now. Would you just send somebody?
Ma'am, I'm telling you they're on the way. Who is the female that stabbed your husband?
Her name is Lydia, okay?
Lydia?
And right now he's trying to hold her down.
He's still trying to hold her. What is she stabbing him with?
I don't know. It's a knife sticking out of his head.
A knife?
Yes, I just saw it sticking out of his head.
It's still in his head. Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Cindy, and I'm sorry, but I am really freaked out right
now.
Okay, I understand, ma'am, and I'm sorry, but they're on the way, okay? Who is she to you all?
She used to work for him.
She used to work for him?
Yes, and she stole a lot of equipment, so he pressed charges on her, and now all of a sudden she's in our house in the middle of the night stabbing him.
She's still in there, right?
Yes, I'm just trying to get away, and he's bleeding.
Okay.
It's such a long process.
Does she have a car or anything out there that you
I
know?
Don't know?
You don't know? Do you have any kids or anything over there?
Yes, I have four.
You have four kids inside?
Yes.
They're watching Mr. Wizard right now, but we got her here.
Do you know her last name?
Why are they not here? I don't know what her last name is.
They're on the way, okay?
Yes. Maybe I told you that. Why are they not here yet?
Ma'am, please. They're coming as fast as they can. They're coming to help your husband. They're coming as fast as they can. Is your husband still coming?
I'm calling her before they get here if they don't hurry up.
Is your husband still holding her down?
Yes, he's trying, but he's losing strength.
He's waiting. Okay. How old is
she? I don't know how old she is. Please stop asking
me
these questions.
Ma'am, I mean your husband, not her.
I'm 41.
He's 41? Okay. Are your kids in another room?
What?
Are your kids in another room?
Yes, they're upstairs asleep. Please,
yes, they're asleep.
Are they asleep?
Why are they not here yet? Why are they not here?
Try to calm down, ma'am. They're on the way. They're coming as fast as they can.
I'm coming, Ron.
And he's holding this woman down the whole time with his knife sticking out of his head.
I'm going to wind up killing her if she doesn't just be still, okay? I'm going to hit her with this baseball bat if she doesn't be
still.
That's
a fucking red flag.
Ma'am, just...
Look, I'm going to keep her there one way or another. She's not getting away this time. This is the problem. They couldn't find her. Okay? The police are supposed to be arresting her for the last month. What? I know. Lydia, do still.
Kill me, please.
I'm not going to kill you, Lydia. You're going to prison is what's going to happen.
She said, please kill me.
You said your husband filed a restraining order on her before?
He said there's supposed to be a warrant out for her arrest, but as usual, the police aren't doing their job.
Yeah. Government, shut down.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
well, ma'am,
you.
They just
okay,
slowed down.
No, please kill me. Ma'am, you need to get that ambulance here quick, okay? He's bleeding everywhere.
He's bleeding everywhere. Where did she stab him? In the chest?
No, in the head.
In the head.
Oh, she's not even listening.
I've already told her that three times, Juan.
Okay, I have that, but you said she was stabbing. She was still continuing
you
to stab
you want a quarter
him.
Pounder with
that's
cheese?
All I can see right now.
Okay.
Then be still.
Where are you all at in the house?
We're in the bedroom.
In the bedroom? Is the door open or anything?
I was just standing in the doorway. I don't remember if I left
okay.
it open or not. Please. Lydia, shut up. Just tell me, please. Ma'am, can I please get off the phone now? Because I'm going to have to wind up hitting her.
You have a bat, ma'am?
Yes, I do. And if I have to, I will use
it's
it.
It's so set up.
Okay,
over the place.
Okay, they should be coming, okay?
Okay, he's doing all he can to hold her down. And if she moves, I'm going to hit her.
Okay, they should be coming in. They should be coming in a minute.
Okay, but I have
wait, to. Hold on. Don't hang up, ma'am. Don't hang up.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Okay, where is your bedroom at located in your house? They come in the door. Where do they go?
To the left.
To the left?
Yes.
Is it in the back?
Here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Hurry, hurry.
She's hey, running.
No, hurry up.
Come over here. Stay right there.
Hurry, please, hurry.
They should be coming up, ma'am.
What is happening here? What happened?
We've got our fattest police working on it right now.
Are you okay?
Tell me what you... You have an officer?
Yes, they're here.
Okay.
Okay, but now we need an ambulance.
Okay, they're coming.
Okay, bye.
It just sounds
that
like
was tense.
It's like she
that
was
tense. And I'll tell you one thing. Those kids were not sleeping.
No.
They were terrified, staring at the steel ceiling.
Just so happy that mommy was occupied so they could play some Mario World.
Love that game.
kids love it when mommy's fighting.
This dispatcher, I'm not going to give her a passing grade. I mean,
no.
I guess she did an okay job, but it's like, you know.
Man,
listen
I didn't
a little
even
bit.
Get to the one that I found on World Star Hip Hop, in which the dispatcher hangs up on an 8-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, like laughing at it, right? Like,
yeah,
doesn't he laugh
like,
at it? Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't laughing
there was,
at
the
it.
The other
was
one was a laughing one.
Extremely, she was just completely over it, because the little girl was like trying to find the address. She's like, I don't know, I don't live here. And she's like, my mom got shot. And then at the end of the she was like, yeah, my dad's dead. She's like, your dad's dead? Really? And then just fucking
yeah,
hangs
that's
up
also
on her.
Just, you know, that's just your life being a fucking tombstone from listening to mayhem and murder every single day.
Yeah.
When you're not having fun with it like we are.
That's right. I would like to say I will always live being concerned about an 8-year-old who says her father's dead.
I would like to be never
so callous.
So
be like,
blasé.
I heard
about
that
it.
Before.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You and everybody else. It's
whatever.
Eight.
No, actually, not really everybody else. Just me. Just me and my dad.
Yeah,
he's dead.
Yeah.
To the judge.
If I had a nickel for every time my 8-year-old's parents got dead, I'd be the richest man in the world.
All right, well, next one.
I think
one
it's time
up.
For you to retire from this job, Henry.
next one is a kid that I think we've talked about him in the past just a little bit.
Yes, we have.
His name is Jake Evans.
Yes. And this man, I mean, loved Rob Zombie, as we all
old,
do, you know?
Yeah.
We love Rob Zombie. This guy loved him a little too much.
A little too much or a little too dumb. And guys like this, kids like this make me livid. This is why Tipper Gore went on that huge parental, parental
and her
warning
name is
guys.
Tipper, which is something you do which to boats awful. And cows.
This is what happens to good musicians when idiots start listening to them and they do lunatic things.
Yeah, this was back in, a year ago? 2 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, not that long ago. Maybe a year ago.
Yeah, he only confessed to it in January of this year. Yeah, I think it happened at the end of last year. He was sitting at home watching Halloween, Rob Zombie version, which
love
I
that
fucking
movie.
Love.
Great movie.
Great fucking movie.
At no point did I was I thinking I need to murder my parents because I watched this movie.
He said, while watching it, I was amazed at how at ease the boy was during the murders and how little remorse he felt had afterward. I was thinking to myself, it would be the same for me when I kill someone. So here is the 911 call.
But this guy's
from Jake Evans.
He's 18, right?
He is 17.
He's 17. Sorry. Michael Myers was 10. Just
yeah.
Yeah. So. It's definitely different. But this one's long. I mean, we're not going
to
listen.
Oh yeah, no. I just want to listen. I want to get the tone of his voice.
Let's just get the tone of his voice because he is. I mean, if you look at a picture of him online, he's a fucking shitheel.
He's just a normal kid that you'd expect to do something like this.
Yeah. All right.
Parker County 911. Where is your emergency?
My house.
What's the address?
152 River Creek Lane.
Okay. What's the emergency?
I just killed my mom and my sister.
What?
What?
Killed my mom
Excuse
and my
me?
Sister.
You just killed your mother and your sister? How did you do that?
She sounds just like my Aunt Kathy.
I shot him with a .22 revolver.
Michael stabbed them, number one, you fucking idiot.
And what is your name?
Jake Evans.
But people call me Pepperoni Jake.
Jake Evans.
Jake Evans.
Is it Gay Evans?
Are you sure they're dead?
Yes.
Ugh, I hate that tone.
Yeah.
It's every kid who just doesn't care. Might as well just be Pogs.
No, but these
and
are
for
the
all of you that don't know what Pogs are. They are cardboard discs that we paid money for as children.
These are the kids who do great
on
bubble tests, though.
Okay? You know, are you all right?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been playing my old NES copy of Skitchin' that I got on my old NES system.
It's on the kitchen counter.
Okay. It's a .22?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, it's
he says a little
much,
bit. Well, he
it.
Says
yeah.
like a thing about how he's like. I forgot the sentence he says where it's just like, I thought that I'd feel something. You know, I didn't know I'd feel like this when I did this. Yeah.
And he thought he wouldn't feel anything.
Yeah,
but then
he
felt
he
in a
like
bunch
really
of remorse.
Yeah.
Because, it's not a movie.
He's like, I try to do it as painless as possible.
Yeah, Michael he walked Myers up and shot his sister in the back of the head.
Right.
And then I think killed his mother pretty similarly. Like, they were very, very quick deaths, but still shooting.
Yeah.
You know, he should have only watched sports movies and just gone out and been one of the best NFL
Jordan.
Players of all time. Yeah, exactly.
Rudy got a chance.
Exactly.
And the worst part is this little motherfucker has fan sites.
Oh, yeah. He's not an attractive guy. Any girl that would imagine having sex with this person is a total lunatic who should be locked up
not
forever
a lunatic,
and ever.
You got bad taste.
Terrible taste. But,
what it says on the Tumblr page, dedicated to the heroic 17-year-old boy Jake Evans. Yes, everything he did was completely wrong, but not everyone can take responsibility for their actions like this guy. Show respect where respect is due. Evangelist, stand up for Jake.
Yeah, it's like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Again, a cardboard disc that we all loved when we were children.
Right. From Home Improvement.
Home
Improvement. One of the
best
shows of all time.
And they said, please stop messaging us about Adam Lanza. No, we don't support him or think he deserves any special treatment.
He's
you cannot
at all.
Compare him to Jake. These are two totally different situations.
I mean, if you did have to argue this... Adam Lanza is bigger and better than Jake.
I mean, in terms of numbers.
Numbers and overall, like, socially. He killed his mother. Okay, so did Jake.
I mean, he just watched a movie and then wanted to do it. He just watched a movie and he wanted to do it, and I felt the same thing when I saw Air Bud.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm going to teach my dog to play football,
I just hate
it
this.
This whole world's made out of dreams.
Idiots like this hurt our genre, though, which is the horror genre.
Yeah.
No one should ever watch Halloween.
You just can't be afraid of somebody like
one
that.
One or two.
Or actually, it's somebody exactly who you should be afraid of. I know I'm afraid of whenever I see a 16-year-old on the street, because they don't know. They don't know that there's consequences.
Did they just watch Halloween? Halloween 1 or 2, Rob Zombies?
I hope he doesn't steal my lunch money, because I was going to get a banh mi. Vietnamese pate
very,
sandwich.
Very nice, yes.
All right, well, our final...
Are we doing the burn?
No, okay. we're doing one. It's a short one. This is the worst. This one's bad.
Oh, this one's the worst?
Yeah, okay, good.
Like, this one's...
Perfect.
This one
good,
because
I still have sort of a gray over me from the pedophile one.
Yeah, I know. I feel very bad. is that what we're doing?
This
yeah.
one will make you feel... If you make it through, you, dear listener, if you make it through this call, then you get the last podcast gold star.
Gold star award!
I don't even know if I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly. And I want to say this to all of our listeners. You know, we're experiencing this together.
Yes.
And this is why, you know, we love you so much as listeners. And,
you're all amazing.
One large family here. And we're going through these traumatic events. And we are conquering them.
This is a part of life. It's a curious thing. This is a part of life that you don't get to see all the time. And we don't condone anything that happens in this. We think that people are maniacs and morons. And that they do bad things.
Right.
But
and none of you listeners, you're never allowed to kill anybody because then we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Please don't.
So don't do that.
Yeah, be software developers and
just
do something.
Live like we actually live. So drink some brews and smoke some weed, go to a day job or whatever it might be, and just live a nice life.
Yeah. I spent the day with Bill Cowher.
That's right. As a matter of fact, Bill Cowher, the former coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mr. Henry Zebrowski was on a commercial shoot with him
that
today.
That was my job today.
Not bad.
So
not
let's
bad.
Listen to this 911 call.
All right.
I'll send it to him.
Good. Yeah. Oh, he's going to love the show.
All right. So, so here it is.
Emergency 911.
Help me, my brother's dead.
What's your name?
Mickey.
What do you mean by your brother's dead?
He killed himself.
How did he do it?
With the gun.
Okay, are you home alone?
Well, I'm home alone with my sister.
Okay.
Get someone here, quick.
Did you just find him, Mickey?
Yeah, no, he's dead.
Mickey, stay on the phone with me, hon, okay?
Why'd you do it?
Nikki, I've got help on the way. You just wait a minute, okay?
Quick, please.
Nikki, don't hang up on me, okay?
I won't. Just quick.
Can I Bill Cosby my way out of this situation?
We want some pudding pops.
Oh, then your little girl, you've been sad about what's going on with yourself. Oh, you got to have yourself a Jell-O pudding pop.
I don't know if a pudding pop would necessarily alleviate the situation.
Oh, I've got something that could alleviate the situation.
I don't know if that's going
to. Yeah. No, I mean, this is the closest we can get.
Are we going to leave on it?
I think we can leave on this.
Right. Yes. All
okay,
right.
Again.
Thank you guys so much for sticking with us.
And that's why don't kill. That's what it sounds like when
you kill yourself.
When you kill. Oh, this is Kermit. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan to you.
Magustalations.
Magustalations. Have a fun weekend. Yeah,
that's right.
Al Gein and just listen to Debbie Harry and Kermit the Frog singing Rainbow Connection.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's better. It's good.
This is good for you. This is a good chaser. We're going to play the whole thing.
This is actually really nice.
Isn't it? Like,
yeah,
I think we're not
going to say our closing lines until this is done because...
I know they're wrong. Wait and see.
Kermit's still funny.
I mean, how amazing is this? It really, it makes... I'm happy immediately.
Yeah, it's better. I feel better.
This is like the only thing that I could think of that would, help.
Jim Henson was truly the greatest beacon of light in
ever
the world's
existed.
History.
Yeah. Yeah. Muppets were pure joy.
They were.
Yeah.
And Debbie Harry's, she's great.
Great boobs on that Debbie Harry. Yeah. That's the thing, is you got Kermit right there, and you look over, and she's just got great, perky, punk rock boobies.
Yeah.
You know? That's great.
I mean, she's in her pajamas in this video.
Oh.
but very tasteful. Because she's on the Muppet show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You mean you can't see her nipples while she's sitting next to Kermit? They don't do that? It's something that I'm supposed to be.
Someday we'll find a rainbow connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
And that's literally the sweetest we'll ever get. So don't say we never did anything for you.
The chip is ripping her face off. No, he's eating her.
They're shooting her now, man.
They will shoot. They will shoot the monkey until the monkey is dead. Don't worry about that.
All right, hail yourselves, everybody. We'll talk.
Hail me.
Gein.
Oh yes, Gein.
And make ghostilations.
We did a movie.
Ghostilations.
I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking about Debbie here.